Okay, now we'll be up to date after we talk about Love and Marriage DC, Episode 7, the mess of it all. Let's get into it. Alrighty then. So, after Joy gets up and walks out, Sherelle says that she does not mind the judgment, but that bringing Terry around, wait, this is my notes got messed up. She does not mind the judgment, but when it comes to Black, that's her baby. Like, she's obviously going to be defensive, and you can tell that it's hurtful. That's a sore spot for them. Black says he's happy he could confront her in front of the group, that I stood on what I said. Jamie warned Arena that, oh my God, my stuff got messed up. Jamie warned Arena that bringing Terry around may end badly because his group doesn't seem ready to heal. I would agree. Winter says she feels emotional because she saw Black defending his character. Now, while this is happening, Joy's outside with Cliff talking about Black never admitting to his wrongdoing. She doesn't like that he says he knows her. She's like, you keep saying you know me, you know me, you know me, you don't know me. And when she said it, I believed her. Like, I don't know what actually happened, but whatever she feels in her heart, like she even said, like, the person I knew then, you were not a good guy. You may be a better person now. And I in that moment, and when she said it in that moment, obviously something hurtful has happened. But I guess it's just kind of like to Black's defense, not I don't know the facts, but like, how in the world can y'all even mend that or heal that or whatever? Like, what would it take? I would be asking Joy, what would it take for y'all to actually be able to be cordial, like talk to each other? You know what I'm saying? Not be best of friends, but to at least be like, we can be around each other and, like we're not cool. We're not like beefing, but like, I keep my distance. 'Cause there's something there. 'Cause I believed her when she said that with her full chest. Her full chest, because like there's a difference between we're friends and we're friendly. And I think a lot of times with go-go bands, it's a good little bit of people, it could be a good little bit of people in the band. So maybe like they had a business relationship, and just because you could be in a picture with someone and say cheese, that doesn't mean y'all are friends. So I don't know, but I kind of hope that we get some kind of clarity later down the line if they all stay on the show. I don't know. Jamie and Arena go to have breakfast the next morning with Joy and Clifton. And of course, everybody's like, they're like, we miss you guys. And Ashley said something, I would miss me too if I were you. I was like, girl. I mean, that was kind of cute, but girl. The Tylers, I'm gonna focus on one conversation, then the other one, because I don't want to go back and forth. So the Tylers feel like they're in the middle. And Arena said that she wanted Terry to meet with the group so that they could get some healing. Like, they didn't know anything about them. Like, she just said, like, my friend group, we need the healing. And Arena could tell immediately that Joy was uncomfortable. Clifton said what he didn't like was kind of forcing conversations. Like, if they're gonna happen, they're gonna happen. And Arena felt like Joy should have told her to stop. And Joy kind of felt like, I kind of wanted to see where she was going with it. And if you're really that intuitive, like you should be able to like read that there's some discomfort in this situation. Like, and I do have to say, like, maybe because she dabbles in trying to push people through their like uncomfortable situations, I just kind of felt like you could tell this woman said she didn't, you don't have to feel it. She said there's not love amongst this group. That's the perfect opportunity to be like, well, can we talk separately? I know that y'all want stuff to be on camera, but like real life, if she don't want to talk, she's not gonna talk. She's not gonna open up. She's not gonna be vulnerable. That's not going to happen. And so that's not what happened. Joy does agree that she should have shut it down. She states that Black was lying, and she said that in front of everyone. Like, she's like, I stood on it. He's a liar. And she says he doesn't know her and that they've never been friends. Now, I don't know if it's the fact that he's keep saying that we were friends and I don't understand where this came from, or his dealings with Sherelle, or his dealings with the band, or if it's a mixture of all the things. I don't know. Joy begins to tear up talking about the drama between the ladies and how she wants it to end. Like, it's just so childish. And you could tell it's a soul suck. Like, this isn't something that she wanted it to be like. That's not what she envisioned. That's, you know, basically what she's saying. And the Tylers feel like if Joy were to initiate a conversation with Ashley, aside from the cameras, like aside from anybody else, that they could move forward. Joy, with hesitation, agrees that them speaking needs to be done. And she reiterates that it is not about what is right and what is wrong, who's right, who's wrong. It's just, it needs to be peace. In the separate conversation, Yusha, Winter, Ashley, Quick, Sherelle, and Black are talking. Yusha talks about how, you know, like, they're talking about the situation, and he's just kind of like, she was kind of thrown into a conversation before she was ready, and they kind of jumped down his throat. And I felt like Yusha is looking from it from a true, mature, neutral standpoint, and he's working to voice a different side, and he's, you know, like, they're giving him a hard time. Winter says she felt bad for Clifton, that he looked like a deer caught in headlights. That's not what they showed. The clips looked like he was tired. Like, he was kind of like, I'm going to fall asleep. He did not look like a deer caught in headlights. Yusha said she wasn't talking trash. They said he wouldn't have, they should, oh, they said like, oh, you should have went with the Tylers. And I'm just kind of like, really? Really? Winter said it could be really damaging to put out a story that could ruin one's reputation and not allow them to speak on it. And I was like, not that it's the same, but isn't that kind of what you did with your husband, Kevin, your ex-husband? Is that not similar? Like, she kind of spread his stuff, but she didn't want him to, like, be around her. She didn't want to film with him. She didn't want to talk to him. Isn't that kind of, like, it's not the same because they weren't married or an intimate relationship, but, like, it's giving the same energy a little bit. I don't know. Winter's shocked that Yusha's like speaking to the behavior and trying to get to like what was behind the beef, because he's all like if y'all can't see that there's something going on there, how can you have forgiveness? And I was like, Yusha's speaking facts. I'm team Yusha. He gets it. And Winter just seems so offended. And I was like, huh? I mean, some things I get, but huh? Quick tells Yusha that even if he does disagree, he should keep it to himself to avoid a situation where his lady, you know, Winter, you know, would think that he's not on her team. And I said, oh, okay. I mean, I get, this is what I get. Out in the streets, I got your back. However.com. If it's something where you're totally wrong, I should be able to say, I'm gonna have to call that out, brother or sister. That don't sound right to me. That don't sound right to me. I love you, but no. Mm-mm. Does it always have to happen in front of the group? No. But it doesn't. It shouldn't be that just because you disagree that you're not team that person. Like, what? That's how crazy things happen. I'm not saying this situation, but that's how crazy things happen where people are like, I have to only be around like-minded people. Because sometimes y'all not going to think on the same page, not all the time. And that's okay. In a confessional, Winter's questioning Yusha for defending Joy and basically taking her side. He's like, she going to take the side of someone you know for 2 seconds over someone you know for 10 years. And I was like, see, I think you should be looking at that differently. Because if he's known Black for 10 years, but he was willing to side with Joy, maybe there's more to the story. But also, he didn't really take her side. I guess, moreover, he didn't take her side. He's just like, hey, guys, she was in the hot seat. And she kind of got thrust into a situation she wasn't expecting. She wouldn't expect Terry to be like, you know, blah, 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 blah. There's reasons behind it. Maybe, just maybe. I don't know. And I thought that was really crazy that everybody was jumping down his throat. The Tylers return with Joy to the house after breakfast. Like, oh, you guys coming back? And Clifton said he had to work. And Joy's like, I'll come back. So they come back to the house. But they leave her, Arena decides to leave her in the car. She's trying to butter up Ashley in hopes that she'll agree to have a conversation with Joy. And Ashley's resistant. And I thought for a second, this is going to happen. I mean, obviously in real time, I know that didn't happen. But I was hopeful that maybe something was going to happen. And Ashley's resistant because she feels that now she doesn't like Clifton. And like, we can't be cool if our spouses can't be cool. And it's just like, oh my gosh. Arena lets Ashley know that Joy's out in the car and she's not really going to bring her in unless she feels like they can move forward. Ashley says she needs a drink and she needs to speak real quick. And Joy been sitting in the car for probably almost 10 minutes, assuming that maybe, you know, she's even thinking to herself, like, is this too soon? Like, maybe I should have just stayed back. And I'm like, this is another missed opportunity. Because you get it. You get that maybe it's a little too fast. And yet things still don't get resolved. The men are getting facials, and Quick asks, how did the meeting go with the petties? Jamie's optimistic and feels it went well. He feels that he has, you know, nothing to do with the drama between Black and Joy, because I think, you know, Black asked him, like, what do you think about what happened the night before? He's like, that's not my business. And Black commends Jamie for remaining neutral. Okay, so it's cool when Jamie does it, but it's not cool when Yusha does it? That's weird. He lets the men know they are not team anyone and that they genuinely love all the couples. Jamie doesn't want to be around toxic behavior, especially since retiring from the force. And I will say, this season of Jamie is a lot calmer. He's a lot more like just cool, calm, collected. This Jamie, I like this Jamie as opposed to the first season. First season, I was like, you are mean. You are so mean. And most of the time when we see that and someone says it's a cop, we're like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So I like this kind of like, he was giving it a little bit in the beginning with the Carmen situation when he was talking to Arena, but for the most part, he's been calmer, cooler. Let's see. I'm sorry. I'm trying to work better on not saying so much. Good Lord. Jamie lets Quick know that Cliff doesn't feel he disrespected Ashley. Jamie feels she can hold on to stuff. Like, Ashley has a tendency to hold on to stuff. And Jamie believes it's because they don't really want him, that they don't know him that well at all. Like, she knows him very little. And Quick says, like, I don't know him at all. Quick says he doesn't really want to have a conversation with Clifton because no matter what, Quick is going to believe Ashley despite other people saying it was not what it looked like or felt like. Jamie says she tried to tell Clifton that it is not about what he meant, it's about what Ashley felt. And I agree with that. And again, that was one of those things where Joy kind of extra like was like, skirt, no, we're not apologizing. But I do think that there should be a level of like, there's a lot of this is how I feel, I feel, I feel all around this group, but no understanding to be like, listen, I don't know what that woman has experienced in her life. You know what I'm saying? And even though, baby, that may not have been your intention, and I know me and her are going through it. I don't mind, you know, it doesn't bother me if you want to apologize, like just to let her know that wasn't my intention and I hope that we can move forward. Like, I'm not, while standing in the way of that, like, I get you, Joy, yourself, you're tired of apologizing, but Clifton now being pulled into something and now it's going to keep going because it's going to be, Quick's going to be on Ashley's side, Cliff's going to be on your side, and it shouldn't even be like that. You have to be able to see things from other people's perspective, I think. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Irena, still speaking with Ashley, expresses her frustration from being in the middle. She tears up because she wants them to make up, child. Ashley feels like she knows how to be neutral, and she doesn't believe that Irena is being neutral because she doesn't feel she's always mentioning Ashley taking accountability. And Irena tells Ashley, you don't understand. Like, you're not present when I talk to the petties. You don't know what that conversation looks like. And you know, basically, like, we're trying to work to get y'all back together. Y'all are worried about the wrong things. Can we get to peace? That's basically what she's saying. Can we just get to peace? You don't know how I talk to them. You don't know that I try to tell them, like, this is what I saw, this is wrong, or whatever. It's just because it looks different. And she obviously, Ashley expects blind loyalty. She wants people to just side with her no matter what and maybe call her out off camera or on the side. I don't know. But it's just kind of like, we're all adults. And if they still want to be friends with them, you shouldn't tell them, oh, if you go over there and check on them, that means you don't want to, that you don't care about me. That's so unfair. That's so manipulative. It's so like childish, frankly. Now, again, don't know any of these people. I'm not saying Ashley's a bad person, but what I see on camera, what I'm seeing in the show, and this didn't start with Joy. Okay? This didn't start with Joy. This is how she was mean to Winter too. So it's not anything brand new. She tells Ashley that Joy's out in the car because she wants them to fix it. Like Joy's like, I'm begrudgingly here to try to move forward. And she doesn't want them to take this drama back to DC. Now, Irina then left Joy in the car because she says she doesn't want to bring Joy into the house, which I get it. Like, they're all having a good time. She don't want to make it tense for Joy or for everybody else. Yet, this child wants to sit down and start getting her nails done and her toes done because she was like, this is the best part. I want to get my nails and my toes done. Ma'am, I think the way it plays out, it makes it look like you just gonna leave this lady in the car. Did you text her? Did they just cut that part out and let her know, like, I'm waiting to hear back from Ashley or something? Because, like, you left me in the car for 15, 20 minutes. I saw people on Twitter being like, I'm leaving. But it's like, I get why she didn't leave because it's like, I came out here to make peace. What does it look like if Verena comes out here and then I'm gone? Like, somebody's got to bend somewhere. But for her to sit down and start getting her nails buffed, I'm like, I'm going to assume you sent her a message and they just making it seem like you left her out there for eons, for time on end. And then finally, you know, I don't know. I just thought that was funny. Like, really, Raina? Ashley decides to speak to Quick and tells him Joy's outside, but she feels like she's tried to talk it out and that she's really having a good time, even though she didn't expect it, and she wants things to end on a high note. She basically agrees that they need to speak, but not right now. She doesn't want to keep having to prove herself to somebody that she's a good person or a good friend. Again, this is one of those things. You made that bed, and I know it's uncomfortable, but you gotta admit your fault in it too. You're not clean of it just because you said, I apologize a few times. That's not how that works. So she goes back and tells Arena, getting her nails buffed. Arena's getting her nails buffed. Ashley goes to tell her that it's a no. And Arena keeps pushing back. Come on, just get on. Go on over there and talk to her. Go on outside, talk to her. Like, y'all can fix this. You'll fix it right now. Don't bring this back to DC. But Ashley decides to double down and say she's not ready. And like she told Quick, like, I'm having a good time and I want to end it on a high note. So Raina goes to the car and tells Joy, like, Joy hops out the car, like, ready, just to tell her that Ashley says she's not ready. Now, I don't know if they cut it out, but I was like, this was the opportunity. I hope you didn't really just say Ashley's not ready. Even though the verbiage, the message is the same, I still think that if she said Ashley does want to talk, but right now she just doesn't think this is a good time. I don't know. I guess the message would have been the same. But I just kind of felt like when she just says she's not ready, I don't know. It's like you got to handle the situation with kid glove. And I felt like Raina didn't handle it with kid. You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. But that's where we are. That's where we are. And so Joy just kind of looks at her, rolls her eyes, get back in the car, and say, "What did I tell you? Three strikes and I'm done." I was like, "Oh, Raina could have done a better job." I'm just saying. This whole. Arena spoke to talks to Jamie about what happened with Ashley and Joy, and Jamie feels like the women have to make up first in order for things to resolve. Quick and Ashley speak, and she feels like they, you know, that she left on a good note, and she hopes that good note will last. It won't, probably. The Duncans had a good time and don't want to leave, and Sherelle asked, you know, Black how he felt. And he does not think that there was really progress, but Black is happy that the others were able to witness him speaking to Joy. And Winter and Yusha speak about how things went on the trip. And he says he had a good time. Winter is not, that's, you can tell he's like, we're good. Like, I had a great time. This was like better than I expected. And she's just looking like, really? Like, her eyes are like, that's what you got out of this? Because not me. Which is. I feel bad for Yusha. Winter feels upset that he sided against her because he spoke in some sort of favor towards Joy. And again, I don't think he was trying to say, you know, Team Joy. He's just like, hey, let's look at it from a different set of lenses, y'all. Let's just kind of angle it a little bit. And they were not having it. She now, all of a sudden, she went from being like, oh my God, that was such a sweet letter. I'm always going to remember it forever. I'm going to remember it forever. Well, you know, you should wrote me this letter and I'm gonna remember it forever, you know? To looking at him sideways. And she feels that despite him being sweet, his stance on Joy really baffled her. Wanda feels that him siding with Joy over Black, who he knew for 10 years, makes her feel a way. And she's upset that he didn't apologize. And I'm like, first of all, again, I'll say it again, the fact that he didn't necessarily jump on Black's side should make you think like, oh, wow, he's really a rational fool. You know, it didn't feel good in the moment, but I get it. She already made up in her mind, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. She's ready to hit the road, Jack. She's ready to cut it off. And apologize for what? What is he apologizing for? Is this something we missed? Is this something we didn't see? Because what are we apologizing about? Didn't do anything wrong. Just asked y'all to look at it from a different angle. And that was too much for y'all. Just saying. And you just like, this is great because, you know, I'm not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. And I'm like, oh, you don't know. She's going. And she might use this as an excuse to cut it off with you, to be honest. Because she looked like, after that, something switched inside of her. And now, listen, I understand when you like somebody, or you've been dating somebody, and something inside you is like, this ain't it. This ain't it. For whatever reason, it could be some stupid, childish. It could be something reasonable, but something inside you just like, now you're looking at them different. Now you feel a stick to your stomach. You feel like we could never go back to square one. Never. We could never. It could never be what it was. That's what happened on that trip. It was Winter's eyes changed. The love was gone. Zip, zap, zilch. She's done. So we're going to see how this plays out. I'm sure there's not that many more episodes. I don't know why they held this off for a year. Because unfortunately, like, even with them holding, you know, having the reunion, we're seeing all this stuff that happened a year ago that has not been hashed out, and now we're talking about them going into a new season after a year of not talking to each other, going on interviews, going, you know, saying so hitting subliminals against each other. I don't know what it would take for this particular cast to move forward, and I don't know if they would be willing or open to adding a whole new crew. I want to see these people come back, but I also want to see them move forward. I don't want to see the same old stuff. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see, guys. But if you waited this long, thank you so, 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 so much for listening. Again, my name is Robin Flo. This is the Go With The Flow podcast. And share with a friend, someone who watches Love & Marriage DC, who might agree, who might disagree. Let's talk. Well, you team Ashley? You team Tyler? You team Petty? You team, Lord, I didn't forget their names. Team Duncan, Team Winter, Team Silva. Which one is it? Let's talk about it. I'm down. When you see this on Spotify, I'm sure there's going to be a poll attached. Like, let's talk about it. Is there another show you want to talk about? Movies you want to talk about? We can expand. Okay, this does not have to be just about this show. So, again, if you want to get in touch with me, I don't think I said it before, it is gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. gowwiththeflowpodcast@gmail.com. I'm sorry. That's me. Go with the Flow Podcast. The email, I'm sorry, is gowtfpodcast@gmail.com. My bad, y'all. I'm sorry. Again, until next time, it's been real, but bye.